Hey, everybody, welcome to HF24. This is the place where you can send your friends. You've always talked about the Heidi and Frank show, and maybe you've sent a friend and they said, oh, I can't listen. I can't listen between 10 and 12. HF24 is that channel that is open all day, all night long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're going to get behind-the-scenes commentary, some commercial outtakes, maybe some stuff you haven't heard before. So it's the perfect place to send a friend or a family member or a loved one or a coworker who you've tried to explain our show to and you just simply can't. So send them here to HF24 and check us out at HeidiandFrank.com.
Moving along.
Please.
So we can get to another shitty music segment. We're on a roll today.
Yeah. No, we mentioned before the break about that kids are addicted to porn, so much so that they have actually opened up, the name of the place is Oxbow Academy, and it's porn school boot camp, essentially.
It's run by pedophiles.
Ooh, interesting. I didn't even go that direction, but that is interesting.
What do you do? I'm a therapist at a all-teen porn addiction camp.
Yeah.
What?
Well, oddly enough, it is mostly boys. They don't talk about any girls in the story, but I'm sure there are girls who are looking at online porn. Now,
this is poor kids who got caught jerking off in the bathroom, and then religious parents send them off to porn rehab.
Well,
it's like, come on.
It is. They're saying this academy, this porn school or boot camp, is dedicated to tackling sexual behavioral issues. It's in Utah. It's a Utah facility. Subjects teenage boys to hours of daily therapy. That's what they were doing with themselves. They were doing just fine. As well as normal high school education, one inmate, they are called inmates there, spent 10 to 12 hours a day watching online porn. That's a little excessive when you got a young boy. You're like, come on.
No, it's not.
10 to 12 hours a day is not
a day.
As a young guy, it doesn't mean you have an addiction. It's like, that's completely normal. If you had access to porno for 10, 12 hours a day,
what?
Obviously, you know, it's not about the porn addiction. It's like, where in the fuck are you, parent? I mean, I had so much time to look at these old, rained-on Playboys in the tree row.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I was always on the lookout. Oh, someone's
right.
Coming outside. Someone's coming
and
home.
And Frank, dinner.
I might get, 10, 15, 20 minutes to do that. But it's like, if a kid's online looking at it for 10, 12 hours a day, then you didn't put on the parental controls or you're not paying attention. You put the computer in the kid's room. It's your goddamn fault. Don't send this kid off to rehab. He's a 12-year-old, 13-year-old boy who
discovered
his dick with unlimited access to porn and he's got an issue?
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up.
There you go. You needed somebody to say it. You said it. Just do it yourself. They
if
say
you were right, then I would yay you, but you're not right.
I'm
10,
totally right.
And hours a day is
well,
obsessive.
I will say he's right in that, you know, it's like a parent going, you know, you got to take these television shows off the air because my child, no, it's up. There were shows that I wasn't allowed to watch because my mom didn't say, hey, Knots Landing, you're too smutty for my 12-year-old daughter on a Friday night. No, she said, get out of here. You're not watching this. Go upstairs to your room. I mean, they took control. So I will say,
I could play a video game and play it from beginning to end in the storyline, just to get to the end of it, because it's like it is a storyline, and then you can go online and, you know, play live with other players. But it's like going through the story. I could play it from beginning to end, and there's usually, I mean, depending on the game, I mean, you can get a good 8-10 hours of storyline of content just to go through. And if I did
in one
that
sitting,
if you just went straight through the game,
all right.
Oh, even longer. Sometimes
longer, yeah. Sometimes longer. So does that make me, I should go to video game rehab? But no, I got shit to do.
So you
got
an hour here.
I got things to take care of.
Right.
There's
free your mind for about an hour, and then I'm like,
I have people calling on me to do stuff.
Right.
Not from only here at work, but from home, and it's time to eat, time to shit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, if your kid's playing the video games, they're sitting there, and your kid probably sit there and play and shit his pants and forget to eat.
Yeah.
Well, it's good stuff. I mean, for a kid, look at that. Video game, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to go,
to stand
hey,
up already.
Time to turn it off. We'll start again tomorrow. Now go get your homework done, read your books.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to balance it out for these parents. That, I mean, to actually have a porno rehab, it's a parent's fault. It's not a kid's fault.
Well, it gets better or worse depending
on how
you're
saying the kid should know better. If you give a kid anything, that's why you're saying when you give, okay, let's give unlimited. I mean, you have to tell kids about sex or else they can go out and have it 10, 12 hours a day.
There would be rules, right? So you go, if you had a son and he you know, was let's take porn out, but like Frank said, the video games. He gets home from school. Does he get to play when he gets home from school, or is it after his homework's done?
After his homework's done.
Okay, so he proved to you that his homework's done. Can I play a video game now, Dad?
Yes, you can have 2 hours of whatever kind of entertainment.
All right,
you
but
want.
These kids aren't getting that conversation.
Right. That's yes,
they're
I
coming
agree
home.
With you.
They didn't have the homework, and they sat there for 10 hours till it was time to go to bed. Till they probably passed out with the porno with their dick in their hand.
And that is bad parenting. I agree with you there. But I also agree that this is now necessary because the conversation wasn't had. Now they fully invested their minds into this world that they can never have in real life, and they have hardwired their brains for sexuality that is unachievable in the real world.
Oh, fuck, you're so dumb.
And their brain is
that
going
is
crazy.
Actually what they say though at this rehab place. Is
that's
what
because it's
this,
a rehab place. They're charging what $40,000 a month.
No.
Kid from jerking off. Sorry,
$9,000 a month.
I'll invest in some hand lotion, some tube socks. For my kid.
They said that when kids see that stuff at such a young age, like your brain might be able to handle it because it's already developed, but when you've not seen anything and then that's what you're seeing and then you're 10, 12 hours a day of that, it's just like, it creates little sexual monsters.
Dang.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going to hump the wall.
So
I'm as smart as a doctor, Frank.
Goddamn.
Dr. Pepper. I don't think he was a real doctor.
Dr. J. I know what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
But a horse will eat itself to death, too, if you give it enough grain.
But we're not horses.
But kids are horses when it comes to their brains. That's why it's like you don't let them make certain decisions. You don't give them the keys. You don't let them vote. You don't let them fuck. You don't let them do anything like because they don't have the brain to do that. So it's up to guidance and balance. So I can't imagine these people who didn't give a shit about their kid for 10, 12 hours a day. All of a sudden, are worried about him. Let's take him to rehab.
Okay, so you've
like,
been
you
a
kidding?
Bad parent. Let's pretend you've been a bad parent.
Now you want to make up for it?
Your kid has been watching porn 10, 12 hours a day. Just investing his mind into this world for 10 to 12 hours a day.
Yeah, what's wrong
then
with that?
Then what do you do? At that point.
You say, you have a talk with him, and then you say, wow, I've got to step up my game as a parent, because clearly the fact that he is...
I'm like, hey,
10 or 12
you got
hours
any tips? I haven't had as much time to watch. I mean, what have you learned?
John, I've been busy. I've been going to work and stuff. Yeah, I mean, 10 or 12 hours. It's happening in the middle of the night when we're sleeping. That, I don't know how you control that. Because if I go, okay, good night, short of not being allowed to have a computer in your bedroom, but I'm not a night person. So by 9:30, I'm going, you're going to bed. Everybody's going to bed. Everybody's teeth brushed. Okay, I'm going to bed.
So you're saying porn makes sexual deviance?
It can, I think, if
you're that
young
religious
age.
Freak that says no. If we... get rid of porn, we'll get rid of rape.
Somebody brought up, don't touch my stuff. VIP, don't touch my stuff, brought up the fact that, yes, I had a briefcase full of porn. But it didn't take 10, 12 hours a day, and it was all images. So my mind was filling in the blanks of the...
Which is even worse.
No, it's better because
imagination.
That's what you're doing with the girls in school. That's what you're doing with your teachers. You're visualizing
your imagination
in your head.
Is way worse than what they can ever put down on film.
Oh, my. Have you watched porn ever?
Yeah. Have you watched kids play with Barbies? That shit is sick.
I can't tell you how many times Barbie scissored a skipper there in my sink hot tub.
And you know what? Yeah, you'd have fucking the My Little Pony over here eating
Skipper, and the grain, we just had to pull it away.
My Little Pony, Mountain Skipper, and some weird rainbow donkey show.
Well, Ken was watching from the Barbie Corvette.
That came from the mind of the child. Didn't come from. So you're filling in blanks. Hard telling what you dreamed up.
But in my head, I hadn't seen all the stuff to define that. So I just thought, penis goes in vagina. I'm going to imagine that. Imagine kissing that.
What a
booty.
Waste of a briefcase.
It was like the $0 value in the let's make a deal.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to imagine penis going in vagina. They say these kids, they are essentially like drug addicts going through withdrawal. And most porn addicts.
Withdrawal.
Really? Most porn addicts get agitated.
They just have the shakes in one area.
they get the shakes like a drug user. Most porn addicts get agitated when they have been deprived of their online sources. So when these kids are dropped off at this place, and all of a sudden you go from 10 or 12 hours a day of looking at porn, and now you're in rehab and you're not getting it. One boy from Chicago actually got the shakes like a drug user. He was in very poor shape when he arrived at the rehab center.
Dehydrated. Give the kid a glass of water.
He's been on the computer 10 to 12 hours a day looking at porn. He wasn't eating. He was dehydrated. He had poor hygiene. He had done nothing.
I said the same thing about the video kids, and they're shitting his pants playing the entire game of Call of Duty.
Yeah. So maybe he, what, has a video game addiction? I don't know. Most boys at this Oxbow Academy stay for a year.
It's just what boys...
A year, Frank.
Boys are probably more boys get obsessed with this task. Girls, I mean, I don't think they ever get 10 to 12 hours into anything besides the mirror.
Yeah.
So it's like, obviously, okay, so you can sit there and look in the mirror at yourself for 10 to 12 hours. Boys are more like, okay, let's play this game, let's this task.
Where you're talking to them and they're like...
There's something to beat, there's something to complete, there's something to get done, there's something to fix, there's something... I mean, that's just how we think. And so when you get that mindset, it doesn't matter what it is. Video game,
porno. Yeah, I got to see the task through to the end here.
I mean, I know guys who open those giant, great big Lego sets. They get completed that night.
As opposed to... My back is hurting.
I was getting the piece out. No, this guy opens every single bag and builds the fucking Millennium Falcon on his dining room table.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the patience for that. I'd be like,
should he go to rehab or is just like, okay, it's like you do a puzzle. You leave the puzzle on the table, you finish the puzzle before everyone goes home. Yeah. You're a puzzle family.
Yeah, we are.
Everybody finish the puzzle? Or you're like, oh, we'll come back, finish this next Thanksgiving.
No, we finish it.
There
before,
you go.
Yeah, and we take a picture of it.
Oh, you
need
a puzzle rehab.
Yeah, and then we keep, sometimes if it's a real good one, we put it on cardboard and we keep it.
Yeah, I did a 5,000 piece once one night.
Yeah. And
lost my wife and kids.
Yeah. And that's why I'm here today. Because
almost went insane looking for that one corner.
And I remember one night we were doing a puzzle and it was all blue. And I couldn't stop, you know. I was like, it's all sky or ocean. I didn't even know. All I knew was blue. And
worst puzzle I ever purchased. Put me over the edge is that Poppy fucking festival.
Yeah.
Try putting that motherfucker together. You'll know. You'll see God.
Yeah.
That would be a bitch of a puzzle. The Poppy festival? Fuck that, man.
Yeah. They say most boys...
It'd take you years. You'd have to try every single piece.
Yeah. No. My back hurts. I'm nauseous.
I just don't believe that bullshit. 888-520-4374 is the number. Do you think there's something to this? Am I right?
I don't think... I mean, if they're sexual...
That's the choices.
I know.
Am I right or am I right? Give us a call.
I don't necessarily disagree with you
Thank
on a lot
you.
Of
I'm
this.
I'm right.
So... But if you can be a sex addict as an adult, which you said you believe that there are people, a true sex addict will fuck a homeless woman, have sex. It doesn't matter.
Is she
because
hot?
It doesn't matter. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to have sex because I'm an addict. Like a drug addict, I guess. Hot homeless. That could be a good show on one of those channels.
They've already done that. There's been movies about where they made up the homeless guy and then he was the model. Remember what movie was that from the 80s?
Oh,
where they go, they're like having an argument and she goes out and just grabs a homeless guy out of the street and tries to make him, you know.
He's all that.
So, they've done that movie 1,000 times.
The
right?
homeless guy had like a horn rimmed glasses on. He was like,
he was like the ugly burlap trench coat. But he turned out to be super hot underneath all that hair.
You know, a true sex addict will have sex with anything, anyone, anytime, right? That's the true addict. Not, well, I only have sex with hot girls. That's not a true sex addict, right?
I think a sex addict, doesn't have a category of sexuality.
So I guess if you can be a sex addict, then why
can't
you be
a straight sex addict?
What?
You can love pussy, but you can't be a straight sex addict. If you're a sex addict and it's like, hey, you'll take a blowjob from a dude like John Travolta.
Oh.
Or a chick.
You can't be a straight sex addict.
Or you'll be like, hey, look, I'll fuck that couch. My God, I think I might have a problem. Or
couch, it doesn't matter.
Or you won't push the dog away.
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
That is.
You have no category. There's like.
You can have a sexual.
You're not into animals, but the animal's there.
No.
You're not into guys, but a dude's there. You're not into chicks,
but a chick's there.
You're not into couches, but the couch has a crevice. It doesn't matter. That's a true sex addict. You'll stick your dick in anything. It doesn't matter what it is. You cannot categorize.
That would be an orgasm addict. That wouldn't be a sex addict.
What do you think that is? A sex addict has a release at the end. It's for the feeling of release.
Or is it the feeling? Sex addict, you're addicted to sex. You like the whole, maybe it's not, he's right.
Yeah, I'm like a foreplay.
You
there's
like,
no fucking foreplay
no,
addicts.
Sex.
Except old lesbians.
Sex, yeah.
So got to work this shit up somehow.
It's you wet yet?
Hours
no.
And hours.
You wet
and
yet?
Hours.
No.
God damn it, Helen, stop asking me if I'm wet. That makes me not wet. Now I'll let you know when I'm wet.
How long do I have to do this? My teeth are moving.
Well, you didn't have an overbite this morning.
Can you just start by yourself and let me know when you're wet?
I'm gonna go down and finish the last 20 minutes of Rizzoli and Isles.
And then I'm going to take a shit. And when I come back, you better be sopping. Oh, man.
I had a flash from my future, and I'm scared. I'm getting scared now. I don't like it.
Oh, 888-520-4374. Am I right?
Oh,
let's
my
go
God.
To Nate. Hey, Nate.
Hey, guys.
What's
hey,
up, man?
This stuff is bullshit.
Thank you.
What teenage boy doesn't, you know, skip school sometime? I know myself, it was like, oh yeah, cough, cough, I'm sick, and then, you know, jerk off 12 times that day.
So that's so when you hear a story like this, you say, that's just a normal kid. There's no need to go to a $9,000 a month sex or porn rehab.
No, we're not talking about 45-year-olds who are, you know, blowing guys or getting fucked in, you know, the hotels and all of that. It's some kids at home, free time, jerking off.
Yeah.
They'll grow out of it.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, they got to get shit done. Right now, they just have a lot of free time. It's either video games or jerking off.
No, they're not going to grow out of it because their sexuality is being defined.
When's the last time you jerked off, Shmaze?
Right this moment.
Oh.
You're jerking off right now. Now, when's the last time you jerked off, honestly?
No, I don't.
You don't know.
That means you've grown out of it. Now, if you were 12,
no.
You could probably say 10 minutes ago.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You've grown out of it, like Nate said.
Yeah.
No.
When's the last time you jerked off, Nate?
Yesterday.
Well, it's...
Well, why is that unusual?
Last time I jerked off, probably been 2 weeks.
2 weeks? But you're an old man.
Well, but you have a partner,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and
so
I got laid last night.
So,
or else I probably would have jerked off.
I've got a girlfriend, too. That, you know, I'm a two-a-day guy.
So he has to jerk off once and have sex once.
At night before bed.
Does he go to rehab? No.
No, but he's not seeking something.
As a kid, I did jerk off, you know, 5 times, 10 times a day on occasion when it was, you know, new to you.
Didn't you, Shmees, once see how many times you could jerk off in one day?
Yes.
How many times did you?
As a kid.
What would you get up to?
16?
11 times. Should you have gone to rehab? No.
No.
So and all you had was the briefcase of images.
It's not about masturbation. It's about the definition of these children's sexuality for the rest of their lives. They're going to be looking for triple F boobies, and they're going to be completely let down when they're pushed out.
So what you're saying is that we're not born with our sexuality. It's learned through the internet.
I would say that our types are definitely learned by experience.
All right, so we're not born with any kind of sexuality.
No, I think we're born with our sexuality.
All right, I got you.
But our types, they will morph.
You're saying Heidi's gay because
she
had that volleyball coach that she looked up to, and that's what made her gay.
No, I'm not. Sexuality.
Because that was her experience.
No, but there's a difference.
She spent 10, 12 hours a day with a lesbian, and that's what made her gay.
No, here's the thing. I agree with what you're saying, Smeez, because it's about imprinting. And there are those moments in a young guy's, girl, young person's life that when you get imprinted in that perfect sweet spot of time, then that's forever in there.
Exactly.
There was a guy who, a friend of mine who I knew that... At a very young age... He was staying with a family member and was hiding and watching her dress, but could only see like from the bottom half of her body. And she wore these like high boots, like above her knee. And to this day, he's into that, like a major fetish, like is turned on by not
regular.
So
you're saying fetishes are wrong?
No, not wrong, but that's imprinting. Fetishes happen. No,
let
no.
Let this kid find out what he's into. If he's going to be into high heels and horsetail butt plugs,
that's
and fucking A.
He's not being given a neutral canvas.
If he is giving a neutral canvas, he's given the internet. He's given, what do you want to look for? I really like horse tails. Wow, people stick them in their asses? I'm not alone?
The
completely neutral.
One of the teachers there says, sex is everywhere. When I was growing up, if someone said they were bisexual, it was shocking. Now, threesomes and depraved sexual behavior is all over the internet.
Threesomes are depraved.
And children see those images before they develop into adolescence.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's the timing.
I wish I would have saw those if I go to high school again.
No.
I'd have had me some three ways. I'd have talked some shit into it.
You saw some stuff happen to you, right, that affected who you are as a grown man.
And now to this day, I really enjoy cunnilingus, so big deal. Am I looking back and going, I need to go rehab? I better get hypnosis because I love eating pussy. Poor me. Fuck you.
I'm just saying I was exposed to porn at a young age. I was obsessed with porn. I got as much as I could. And that might be the reason I'm into big-breasted women.
No, big fucking deal. I'm saying, how is that a bad thing to like big titties?
No, it's not,
I didn't
Frank.
Have a choice. The internet told me what to like.
It was right.
No, hang on a second. Yeah. Here's where it's for you, because big-breasted, that's not a bad thing. It's when
a bad thing.
No, Frank, when a kid is seeing depraved sexual behavior,
what is
like
that? Define that.
I am forcibly having sex with a woman and then after I come, I shit on her. Okay? Now, a kid might see that and go, oh, my God.
Wow.
And that turned me on, and I masturbated to that. And now, I really can only really have a happy ending when I see that type of video. So now I'm out in the real world and I'm 17 and
no,
I want a girlfriend. I'm going to be like, I'm going to rape you and then shit on you that I can.
No, no.
Frank, that's the depraved stuff. It's seeing big boobies and getting into that. Seeing
you're
boots and getting
like,
into that.
No,
seeing cunnilingus. That cunnilingus.
Listen, Heidi. Yeah. There's how you're right and wrong.
Oh.
That is imprinting. But the only way that would make you correct is if it was 10 to 12 hours a day of constant fucking and shitting. That's all he ever saw. No, if he's looking around the internet, he's like, I had four different magazines that I snuck out so my dad would see the stack that went down that far. Took four magazines out, and obviously I found my favorite girl in the magazine. But I looked at all the naked bitches in all the magazines. I was like, not really into her. Whatever reason, as a little kid, I was like, and then I found, oh my God, this is what I like. So if he's cruising porno 10, 12 hours a day, he's looking at a bunch of different stuff. And if he finally sees the, oh my God, he shit on her, click, next. I mean, he has
I had that good feeling when I was doing that. I timed it so perfectly that now it's like,
Heidi, if he does, then he will be a fucking shitter his entire
unless
life.
Unless he never saw that and was like,
no,
I didn't even.
That's your argument goes totally against about your lifestyle. Say, if Heidi never knew about lesbians, if lesbians
never
existed,
did.
You wouldn't be one. That's not true. This guy, if he likes poop, if he played his own poop in his bathtub, he would shit in the tub and play with it, maybe taste it.
Seems counterproductive, really. I'm trying to get clean here.
While he's in there beating off. I mean, I'm sure there's kids who've done that without the internet, and it's like, okay, this one's going to be a weirdo.
It's that one cousin that we're like, ugh.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, if it influences you in a way that lets you know there's other people out there like you, then isn't it a good thing? Now, 10 to 12 hours, that's normal to see it all and to search it out and to find out what you like. And you go, yeah, I remember I saw two girls in one cup. Doesn't make him want to go eat poop. Nobody does. It's like, everyone goes, all right, skip.
Ugh.
Oh, let's get back to just some, you know, one chick masturbating. I like that.
Yeah,
that's
like.
Fine.
No, but Heidi brought up a story probably a year ago about how porn releases endorphins in your head.
Oh, yeah. You get addicted to it.
Eventually, you get addicted to that level.
You need more,
you
more.
You have to get more.
Anything
chasing
you like
the dragon.
Releases endorphins in your head, so you want to get more of it.
But if it's a
that's
real
called being
woman,
human.
You're basing it off of something intangible. So then you're going to need the intangible just to get off. A real woman's not going to do it for you at that point if you're 13 and the internet is choosing what you're into.
Here it is. Let's see. We got some emails coming in real quick. Let's go back to these. I think Frank's thinking about the movie Down and Out in Beverly Hills where they found the homeless guy.
Oh, Nick Nolte?
Cleaned him up. Yeah. Email. Thank you, Frank. If this show was just Heidi and Schmies, I'd be screaming at my computer, you are the voice of reason. I think Schmies is trying to say people who use porn to find their niche are seeing the extremes of every category instead of just a regular porn they can build up to. They are starting off with the extremes.
Well, so and
you're
for
saying
a child,
baby
that's...
steps. Like, don't jump into the don't teach your kid by throwing him in the deep end. Let him sit on the steps a bit.
Exactly. If my teenager has a Playboy, I'll probably let my teenager hold on to that Playboy.
Here's a tweet from Beans, says, at Heidi and Frank. Frank is right. The internet didn't tell you to like big boobs. You are Googling big boobs. The internet is a blank palette.
No, not when he came, when they were sent to
him.
They
just didn't pop up. You looked up big boobs.
No, I got sent whatever was sent to me.
From a weirdo in a chat room.
Exactly.
I'd rather
just send me something.
I would rather my kid be on just going through search engines, just whatever pops into their head they search for, than to have some weirdo on the other end talking to them and telling them what they should be into. Hey, I got a picture for you, buddy.
Well, I agree with that.
That's where you're fucked up, craziness. Here's a tweet, at Heidi and Frank, from Keith. It says, quote of the day, poor me, fuck you. Frank Kramer, 2012. A new campaign for the election in 2012. Poor me, fuck you.
Yeah.
We got Myron on the phone. Hold, stop the music. I don't. Myron is calling from Hawaii.
It's Myron.
Oh yeah, it's Myron. Hey Myron.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Tuna Can crew checking in. Less Slayer Mom, less Julius, more Tuna Can. Hey, I think you guys are missing a key point. Let's talk about the guy who's making money off this rehab center. I mean, I said it was what, $90,000 a month.
No, it's nine.
Making a killing. How much?
9,000.
Oh, excuse me.
9,000. Either way.
Yeah.
And
a lot
this
of money.
Guy's tapping into, you know, paranoia white suburbia families, you know, that think their children have a problem, and this guy's making money off it. Frank, you should put this guy, put him on the Toad Hop payroll. Maybe it can help you guys make some real money. You know.
Exactly. I mean, this guy's a genius of how of marketing. He's convinced people for 13-year-old looking at porno is a problem and they need to be sent to rehab.
He also gives them lie detector tests on a daily basis.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Myron. Lie detector test.
I guess he asks you, you know, have you pleasured yourself? Whatever it is.
This guy's a pervert.
I know.
This guy's the problem.
You're making money.
Myron's right. You're paying a guy $9,000 to ask your son if he jerked off today.
Did you masturbate today? Let me get you all hooked up here to these wires.
You know, we're gonna blacklight your sheets later.
So just be honest with me now.
So I know where to rub my face on them.
Well, I do agree that you shouldn't stop a teenager from exploring his own body.
But if you're in sex rehab, I'm guessing you're not allowed to masturbate.
Yeah, he's saying,
they probably put gloves on your hands, like thump my mom.
What'd you think about?
My mom.
It's porn addiction. It's not masturbation addiction. I agree with you that masturbation.
Well, one
addiction
go hand in hand, I think. Hand in hand.